You're on.
Moffett Town Advisory Board meeting, July 30th, 2019. I'd like to call the meeting to order. And would anyone like to offer an invocation? Do you want to?
Oh, no, I'm on the clock.
You can say that right. On the clock, it's okay. Thank you.
Our Father in Heaven, we thank Thee for the opportunity to be here this evening and discuss the matters of the Moapa Town Board, and we pray that Thy Spirit will be with us and guide us and help us to make the best decisions for our community. And we say this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
If you could join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, item number two. Public comment, period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. Does anyone have any comments about items on this agenda? I'll take that as a no. Item three, approval of the May 28, 2019 minutes.
Was everyone here for that meeting?
I wasn't.
So you will be unable to vote on that, and then you will have to move that to the next meeting when you have three votes.
Okay. Works for me. Approval of the agenda for tonight's meeting. I'll second it. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. I assume Bob says aye. That was okay. Item number five, no informational items. Number six, no planning and zoning items. Number seven.
The reason we're here this evening.
Yes. Review the fiscal year 2018-2019 budget requests and take any input. And it's nice to see so many people are here to give input.
Well, and Mr. Chair, you know this is a three-step process, so you'll be saying this again and again. However you want to do it, open to the public first for discussion, or the board, or however you want to do it.
Do you have any comments on
Mr. Spatsny?
I don't.
On the budget,
with regard to Parks and Rec.
Yeah. No, because everything is set okay. As far as we've got stuff in the budget, but it's from past budget, so we're good at this time.
Okay. So none of this really affects you unless we do something that...
Unless you propose something or something comes forward, which would be great. Secretary's not here because I know what she'd be doing.
It's on there.
She had a great time.
It's on there. Can I ask, Mr. Chair, is this the order? Does it matter, your park's order? I mean, is that the order of urgency for you, or is it, I mean, obviously whatever we can fund, if we can fund the flags, obviously before the indoor swimming pool.
I think the parking lot painting was a high priority.
Number seven, huh?
Yeah.
Yes.
So number seven should be number one.
Or the indoor swimming pool could be number one.
It will be number one forever.
It doesn't have to be really good, thick, heavy, engineered paving, I think.
Then it'll be number one for just 30 years. All right, so the sign... Lights and flags, lights at the soccer field, grade, okay. We talked about that one too, though, didn't we? Numbers four. Gosh, I feel like one and four could or should be combined.
That would be acceptable.
Yeah.
if we're having a paving crew and grading crew, we might as well have them do both areas.
Yes.
Yep. And RPM painting the exterior of the rec center.
Isn't number 7 approved on a previous budget? That's what I was referring to.
Well, and I got to check with, I'm going to check with our parks folks if they send out.
I didn't see this last year, I saw this the year before.
Okay. So
this is what I recall seeing that on the county's budgets.
Okay.
We can't add anything to this list.
Sure you can. Oh.
Just add it.
This is the time to add.
Nothing ever happens. We just have to do it 3 times a year.
I see.
It's kind of like...
knocking your head against the wall?
That too.
Okay.
There was money way back, 05, when things were crazy.
Right.
And so this was instituted to every town board throughout the county for public comment. Stop signs, traffic signals. You know, it's grown since then, and pretty much now, throughout the county, it's a wish list for when the money comes in. So, you know, we breathe life into it once a year and toss it around and see if...
Yeah, nothing happens, we do it again the next year.
Right. We did roads last year. We paved some roads that have been sitting on the list for a long time.
Yeah, I saw it got done.
Yep. I think the painting of the building is not a big deal. And like John said, I think... well, it's funded, it should be on a different list. So
I just know that I did see it on an approval list because we were excited and it's never come through.
Did the trail get done though?
Yeah, the trail around the park.
Right, okay.
That was all done in house.
All right. So, anything to add to parks?
I don't know if Bob and John got the thing about their plans are 60% for the park. Playground stuff that we met on.
This thing out here?
Yes. Mr. Travis has them at 60%. He sent out the stuff last week. You have to download Bluebeam in order to see, but it's open for a comment from the people on that committee. So just while we're talking about capital things, that's at 60%. The other one with Peter, you know Peter at RPM down in Vegas?
Yeah.
That one's not on there yet, but he had met previously on it. But I'm just saying, this playground over here is scheduled to be covered and updated. This one's supposed to be
totally renovated.
So that's just since we're talking about budget, so I bring that up. But we do get stuff like that because we do have it on our radar. So
and we beat this to death several months ago. I thought we'd be further along than 60%.
That's our game. And it's just because they have a backlog. I've asked them several times, and they just have it on a docket, and it just comes up as it goes. So, but it is still in the works, and that's why I say just this week I got an update that it's a 60%. I mean, it's open to providing comments on their drawings that they have on Google.
Still
so,
in comments?
There's still in comments. It's 60% until you get it to 90%. And it's all done.
It's a pretty quick jump from 60 to 90 now.
Yeah. Well, certainly we probably talked about that other playground. I don't know where that came from. Because I thought it was 90% and it was all done.
Yeah. I can't get anybody to soar over it now. It's blue, blue, gold. Okay. Blue, yellow. Sorry, sidebar.
Yeah. So if there's other things, if you guys see things, that's how we got the walking path around the park then. And like I said, that was all done in-house within the last year. But it was because it was on the capitals list. I would, if there was anything that I think was already on here about lighting and more lights stuff that there behind the parking lot area, 168, I took that as number 3. I would like it if there was a little better lighting in the parking lot area here, just because we do finish, especially in the wintertime, we're open till 7 p.m. It's dark at 5:30. So when those guys are done playing basketball and stuff, or we have kids with practice, they're walking out, the building's well lit.
Yeah, flag football's real dark. Flag football's real dark.
Yeah.
And we had that here.
That's why I just say, if I had a...
Which parking lot is it? John?
What do we call that? The south parking lot? South of the building? Southeast?
They're not too bright lights that it, you can't see the stars at night anymore. Like.
No, that's the nice thing about these new lights is they go straight down and they light the ground up and not much other.
But with the white ground here, it goes right back up.
The old amber kind, they illuminate a lot of airspace. Those new LEDs go straight down. The grasshoppers still like them, but everybody else is there. It's kind of crazy because when you're getting on and off I-15, it doesn't illuminate the whole highway there. It just illuminates straight down, so it doesn't give you that big picture that you used to get from all the, I guess you call it light pollution.
Light pollution.
Anyhow, I digress.
Straight light.
Well.
You good?
Yeah. I mean,
all right, and then Public Works?
Anything else to add?
You don't need to add more than those three roads, because those three roads are important to get done.
Yeah, we need to keep Sim on the top because that is falling apart.
Yeah.
It needs to be really engineered a lot better than we did for the other stuff out there, like the forestry branches. That band-aid job we did out there was not adequate.
Does it need to be completely pulverized and redone?
No, it needs to be taken out, stabilized, then real engineered material put in and then paved.
Well, so that ain't repaved?
No. But if we just repave it, it's going to fall apart again.
Right. Do we need to change?
Repave, re-engineer.
Okay.
I think it needs a little bit more than just repaved on what it is, because I think it's in the wrong place to start with, isn't it?
It's impossible to tell without a professional survey.
But I think that fence line is down right down the center of the right-of-way.
Well, they'll have to do surveying when they pave the road.
That's when I did the stuff out there at the Warm Springs Ranches. That's what it turned out as the survey. The fence line for the Water District, the Water Authority property, runs right down the center of the right-of-way.
Now, 2 and 3 says pave, so there's no asphalt on either one of those roads,
well,
right?
Barlow does to the end of the church property.
Yeah. It's just right over here, immediately adjacent to the church. It's paved. It's that unpaved section from there to Barlow.
To Lawson.
No, to Lawson.
Yes, to Lawson.
And that is almost impassable in a very passenger vehicle.
Yeah.
But everybody uses it still.
You can use it with the truck. The problem is, anytime there's any kind of runoff, it just gets
clobbered from the church runoff. So the church park runoff is clobbered.
It. Well, there's no speeding, so let's look at the right side.
That's why we have engineers.
Built-in speed bumps.
All right, so we good with this? It'll be on the next agenda as well.
Yeah.
And this
Anybody?
One, I think, is just discussion. Well, she's got possible action, but it's too soon for action.
Well, moving right along then. Comments by the general public about anything?
Hi.
Anyone?
Hi. I was just curious about what was going on with the marijuana growth.
Oh. Well, I think
interesting that you would bring that up.
I think the town board member has something to say about
that. Oh, okay.
Do you have any comment or?
Well, I live at 3125 Hillside Drive, which is just down below us in the Perkins house. I grew up there. That's the mom and dad's house. So I was just wondering what decided about that or anything. I would be for it. I wouldn't object to it.
Well, that's good to hear from you, because we would very much like to hear from all your neighbors, so that we get a good sense of so if you could spread the word, the next time they come out, that would be a good time to voice your opinion about it.
Well, my closest neighbor, of course, is Davis, and I don't know what his feelings on it are. I have to talk to him about it. Because if his is a traffic issue, he has more traffic, uncontrolled traffic than you'd want to see anywhere.
At the...
Yes.
Yeah, I think he brings in quite a bit of his own traffic, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. That, I think that's what you're saying. That
it's with the swimming there. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And they wander across the road and stand out in the middle of the road. And yeah, it's a hazard a lot of times.
John and I met with the development group yesterday, and interestingly, the people who came and made the previous presentation are not the people that are the development group, and who will be operating the facility. The name of that group is Iconic Farms. John and I met with them yesterday. They had asked to meet with me, I presume because I was the only no-vo from the previous
group. Might have had something to do with it.
So I didn't know if they wanted to twist my arm or what. But John and I met with them. It was a very informative meeting. They gave us a lot of good information about what their plans are. As far as traffic, there won't be much traffic at all. They said there would be about 40 people that work there, and that's not a major. I mean, people coming and going at opening and closing time, basically, and
three shifts, 7 days.
Two shifts.
I think they should be required to pave that cemetery road, though. I think that should be required of them.
Mention that to them.
They're open to that. They asked us specifically. They said, "Is there anything that you want us to do as part of the project?" And I said, "Well, the cemetery road paving, that would be nice."
You got a pen and paper?
Yeah. So, basically, the result of our meeting yesterday is they would like to come out and do an informational meeting for the entire community. And that would be the time that we need to spread the word for everybody to come out and voice their opinion, because after that, it's kind of a, you know, if you don't speak now, forever hold your peace.
Right.
So it was a good meeting. It was a cordial meeting. They had a lot of information for us. They answered our questions. And it's basically up to the community if they want it to happen or not. So that's what they're planning is probably the end of August is what he was targeting.
Yeah.
End of August, beginning of September to have.
They'll put notices up in the post office in Moapa Valley Progress, AM/PM, any place so that as much the public can see the date as possible. And then they are prepared. They answered all of our questions. We hit them with some pretty good ones. And they were very at ease with everything and not trying to cover anything up.
No, I've been impressed from the beginning that they don't want to go where they're not welcome.
Yeah.
And they're being very transparent. I can tell you from doing this town board for many years now, I've always been surprised when we have something on the agenda and no one shows up. And then that Saturday meeting we had with the guy that wanted to do solar.
No, that was a regular Tuesday meeting.
No, it wasn't.
The one down in the wash down here on Bob Lewis's property. Is that the one?
Yes, when your mother-in-law was going to fight with the guy or something. Remember that?
No, that was my wife that was going toe to toe with
him.
He insulted her
PhD or something. Yeah. Anyway. The entire town came out for that meeting, so I'm hoping, although I don't want conflict,
I would too.
We're going to have a...
And I did warn them. I said, be prepared, because this community has strong opinions, so...
Yeah.
Well, I'm about as anti-marijuana as you can get, even though going to college, every single one of my friends was, you know, laced all the time, but... their presentation convinced me that I don't see a problem with it. The lights, I was concerned about a beacon up into the sky. All the lights are mostly internal. They're going to have security that are going to on the perimeter. They're going to have high definition cameras. The buildings are not going to be that tall, so it's not going to call a lot of attention to itself up on top of that mesa. And once it's built, you're going to have an occasional car going up there with workers. And other than that, you're going to have one, maybe two vans a week.
One a week?
Yeah, just simple vans like these small FedEx vans that you see that would be coming to pick up the product and take it into Vegas. There's not, we
They're not selling it there.
We told them we would not even hesitate about saying no if they're talking dispensary, and they said no dispensary.
There are no dispensary licenses to be had, so it isn't, that's not even a concern.
Didn't they say they would try and hire as many locals as possible?
Right. Yes, yes.
And they said the lowest paying job is $18 an hour, so I think it would be pretty attractive to a lot of people in the community.
It really would.
But they said you have to pass a drug test.
So, did they really?
Yeah. Well, it's the same as the one that's right next to
Even though it's legal, you still have to pass a drug test.
Well, if you use marijuana, you can't work there.
If you use marijuana, you cannot work there.
They don't label it, but that's exactly what it's in marijuana.
Unless you have your medical card.
See, and then
I don't think it is.
Okay. Nobody is going to know even what what this is sitting up there.
That moment when it first opened, it had the sign, but they've since removed the sign.
Right.
Because my whole concern would just be security. People think, hey, that they're
no,
there
because what they explained to us, that they have no presence here at all in Southern Nevada. So that would not be them, not be the same people.
Okay.
One of the biggest questions that I had is why Moapa? Because, I mean, I was skeptical. What is it about Moapa that's attractive to you? And that was the best, straightest answer I've gotten on to that question. He said, their license is only good for unincorporated Clark County. And he said, when you look at unincorporated Clark County, we've got Searchlight and Moapa.
And Moapa Valley.
And Moapa Valley. Yeah.
And
yeah.
He said no.
Yeah.
Well, and the area up on the mesa has already got most of the infrastructure that they need already in place.
Yeah.
And they admitted that a lot of it was, they really want us bad because monetarily it's going to be a lot cheaper for them to get up.
Because all the utilities are right
there.
Yeah,
they
need landscaping, which is, they're going to try to save everything they can. They say, which is going to be good to mitigate what you're going to see. And then money not spent on the facility can be spent in our community. And they have to, it's mandated by law, by the state, that they have to do donations.
The other thing that was very attractive to them about that location is for security purposes, it is the ideal spot up there. You can't get any better.
You're up on a hill and you can see them coming, in other words.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So that was their explanation to why that location and why Moapa.
Did any of you visit the Mesquite operation?
I did not, but I...
Yeah, I think Lynn might have done it.
But that's not iconic.
The one with the little hummingbird. And
Deep Roots, it's called.
Yeah, Deep Roots.
Yeah, that's not iconic.
No, but I'm just, in regard to security or... Do they have break-ins? Have they been robbed? Whatever. I mean, that...
No.
It's right there. There's data, because they've been there a couple of years now. So there's data if anyone really needs more research in regard to existing. Now, of course, it's a dispensary, which is different, but it's cultivation there as well.
But basically, that was the result of our meeting, is they are committed to... having a community meeting, and that's why I told them, just you come, if you can convince the community, that's, it's up to you.
What you gotta do?
Yeah.
And when would that be scheduled for?
Latter part of August.
Now that
I might convince the community.
That's part of the negotiation.
They want to get as many of their representatives to come together, because several of them, one of the persons that's handling the financing, the banker, is in lives in Temecula, California, and they want all the people to be present so that anything the community wants to ask, they'll have an expert there to answer it. But found them to be very, very, very forthcoming with all the information. They didn't...
The other thing was they said they have a facility very much the same as what they're proposing up here in a little town called Adelanto, California. And I've been in contact with the mayor of Adelanto, and we'll see what he has to say.
Cool. So
that's that. That's all I have to say about that. All right. Number two. Erosion is still an issue on Henry Road.
Yeah, I think they're aware of it.
And
Terry Forklift retired.
Oh.
Well, I'm going to be excused.
Oh.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming. they did come out. I appreciate they did come out and repair some of the damage.
Okay.
But it's still a problem.
Okay. On the west side.
On. Mostly on the west side, okay. But there are some problems on the east side as well.
Okay.
The water district's not doing something on that too. They were down there close to Turvey.
Okay.
I'm surprised Robert Shakespeare, what's his name, Robert?
Oh, yeah.
Here. He's usually here.
He must be on vacation.
I know he's usually here. Because when she said Cemetery Road, isn't that the road that Shakespeare said you can't use anyway? It belongs to them?
He said it was private property.
Yeah. I mean, you could get permission to pave it, I guess, but it isn't. They would never use that.
They would not use that for their facility. They're not planning that. They're no.
So paving it to make it easier for the other folks going up to visit.
Exactly.
They talked about they want to give back to the community.
Yeah, we want them to.
And so they were talking about, we can do this, we can do this, we can do this, and Tim mentioned
Shim Road, Red Cemetery Cloud. Road.
<There's>,
what was the one Wolfley was asking about? Adding to the list out there at his house?
Oh, yeah.
Craig Wolfley?
No, Matt.
Oh, yes. Yes, that too. What's that called out there?
I don't even think the county owns it.
Yeah.
The end of Henry Road where it turns to the west.
Oh, yeah. He wants the school bus to go down there.
Yeah. Which you used to do.
You can have all those sidebar conversations with those guys.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll get Amelia poking the bear again.
The other item.
Yep.
And Officer Bradford is here. I know you can't really do anything about it, but I've brought it up before. The off-ramp, the southbound off-ramp off of I-15 is, I really terrifies me to think that they're not going to do anything until somebody gets killed.
But find anything, what do you mean?
That off-ramp, it was a dumb idea to begin with. I don't know who
the one that you don't stop and they stop this way.
Exactly.
Okay.
A 17-year-old girl came off the freeway this morning and she had to aggressively avoid a vehicle that just blew through the stop sign and didn't even slow down.
Ooh.
I've almost hit several people who run their stop sign. But
same thing happened to me a couple
weeks ago.
Running
stop signs around here is a common thing.
No, but I mean, like, not even slowed down, just...
Yeah, barrel through, yeah.
Those stop signs are supposed to be defective in the first place.
Well, most of the people around here think that stop signs mean slow from 55 to 35 to go on through, so...
But I've had the same thing. I mean, I watch them, and if it looks like they're not slowing down, it's just, it's all yours.
Right. And they do it all the time. They do it all the time. And you don't dare put a stop sign... For the traffic coming off.
I don't think you can. I don't think it would be legal to.
Well, it's not. No.
But what needs to happen is it needs to be a normal off ramp on ramp there to what's the name? Ranch, is that Ranch Road?
Lewis Ranch Road.
Yeah, Lewis Ranch Road.
Right.
Off ramp on ramp like every other off ramp on ramp in.
Right. I've asked NDOT, so you knew that NDOT had come to Mohawk Valley for something. They were beating them up for something. Mohawk Valley
and
Boulevard's falling apart. So they're going to be having some meetings. I think we're slated for September or October. And
What I'm wondering is if we could, like, apply for a federal grant or something, because they're not going to do it unless there's money to do it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I mean, does that make sense what I'm saying? It should just be a normal off-ramp, on-ramp, like everywhere else.
Yeah, an
off-ramp. Well, they have bad accidents. They have had fatal there. It's been from people coming off-ramp too fast, and they, instead of making a turn, they go straight up to that hill. So
there was a bad accident though not too long ago where a car stopped coming off the exit, and a tractor trailer truck coming to AMPM couldn't stop because he knows you get off the exit and you keep going. So I had asked them initially after that crash, can you put up cross traffic, or could you tell the ramp people, don't stop here? And they said no.
Oh, no, it's there.
No, no, the people on the ramp.
People on the ramp. You can't tell the people getting off the ramp not to stop.
I've had a lot of people stop there for me.
Me too.
Yeah. I've come close to rear ending.
Oh, I see that all the time.
Trying to figure out
all the time
what's going on.
Because normally they think normally I would stop, so they stop even though there's no stop sign.
And when vehicles are coming toward you, it's almost a reaction.
Is there a don't stop sign?
No, and that's what I asked them. They can't. And I said, so what they did was they added those cross traffic does not stop that are this big that they added to the stop signs. But, I mean, even flashers flashing something at this point, but Amelia's been talking, she's got a contact at NDOT email-wise, she's been talking to about holding public meetings about the shape of Mohawk Valley Boulevard.
Because with AMPM continues to attract more and more traffic, so what wasn't as big a problem in the past is becoming a bigger and bigger problem.
And even those signs at AMPM say northbound traffic's this way, they all go that way.
They ignore it.
And then they stats.
as an observer, yes, that is a very true statement.
And they need to put a billboard across the street, well, not on the little side on this side.
Well, we did have one person turn to the northbound off ramp at 90 last week.
Oh, I've seen that a number of times.
Pretty terrible accident.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and when
people come up, they turn on 168,
they do
turn
both.
I mean, I watch people in circles on 168, and then they'll go up another.
It is pretty schizophrenic, you know.
Both of those intersections are confusing, and there's a lot of potential for danger. I mean, even the off-ramp, the northbound off-ramp, last winter we had three cars a few weeks go off because they're coming around instead of slowing down, they just went straight. And fortunately for them, they were able to stop in time, but had they been speeding, they would have been eating some dirt.
Okay. We'll book that there, too.
Yeah, if we could fix both, that'd be even better. But at least one. Anyways.
You almost agree, I know Moapa didn't want that, but you almost agree with the need for one of them, but I know you didn't want that, because that's the thing you can do on this occasion.
Well, I'm still waiting for Terrible Herbs. What are they doing?
Yeah, what are they doing?
Amelia, check on that, please, would you?
And that's, you know, with Terrible Herbs, if they come in, that makes it that much.
Right.
Well, if Terrible Herbs, you know, you're going to get off and get back on, just, you know,
no,
on
but
that side.
If you're coming off southbound, you'd have to do the loop back around, and then. Then it's even more confusing. How do I get back on
south?
Yeah, exactly.
Then you have to have somebody out there that can do the who's on first routine. No,
yes.
If you want to go this way, you go over here. If you want to go this way, you go on.
That's the good thing about if they would at least start construction, I can put a little bit of a heavier hand on NDOT to take a look at, hey, there's growth, and, you know, this iconic garden's swimming pool. ever comes to be, it's going to be a happening town. So.
Well, and are we still getting the John? Are we still getting the? Because we had a lot of people here last, just recently, doing the soccer tournaments and stuff here, and whatever. Baseball, I know.
Oh, we have the baseball every spring, and we run our soccer program here, yeah.
Because sometimes you see hundreds of people.
Don't you have schools coming out of Utah because they can't get in? Because I'm hearing a story that there's a lot of schools from a lot of different areas that are quite a ways away that come here because all the fields are being taken, at least during the playoff time.
Just Rocky Mountain Baseball Academy, they always come and use all this area's fields. That's only the one weekend in March, when Utah is on spring break. That's when they always come down here for that huge tournament. That is just the one weekend.
And then when we get our soccer fields done.
Well, you do generate quite a bit of traffic for the soccer season. There's a substantial amount.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to have to change the name of the town.
Anyways, that's all I have. Anybody?
Anybody else?
All right. Next meeting is scheduled for August 27th, 2019. And if there's nothing else, then this meeting will be adjourned.
Thank you.